That wasn't very smooth.
My last week wasn't either.
Hesitated a little bit, but welcome back to another episode, guys. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
And we're so excited to chit-chat with you guys today, as we are every week. And just FYI, these episodes are back on YouTube. Our last one was on YouTube, if you guys want to watch. I know you guys missed them. We had weeks where, like, cameras were giving us difficulty. My computer was giving me difficulty.
Out of focus.
It's just out of focus. Like, a camera dies. Guys, we're a two-person show. Like, in a janky little office, like, this is not as much as you might think it is, because I know we put out such amazing content. This is not like a high production value show. It's just two girls and their laptop, and sometimes we struggle, but we're back on YouTube. And if there's ever an episode not on YouTube, just like mind your business. Like, we'll let you know.
It's not gonna be consistent.
We'll let you know if it's not coming to YouTube again. Camera dies, whatever. And just mind your business. Listen on Spotify. Spotify gives us the download. So if you are a YouTube exclusive listener, go to Spotify or Apple and just like rate and download our show. Even if you're not going to listen to it there, it helps.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. But this week we're going to be talking about my 1 year post getting my boobies done. It's been an official year. Literally last Thursday.
1 year of the titties. Did you like name them? I feel like like messed up by not naming them.
I know.
I feel like when people get plastic surgery, they have a name for like their new body part.
But the thing is, it just feels a part of me now. Like, it doesn't feel like there's like an object on me. It's weird.
Yeah, well, we'll get into it, because your boobs like awakened
a different person to me. I know. It really did.
The plastic is like going to your brain.
It really is.
It's seeping into your bloodstream.
Yeah, no complaints about that one.
Yeah, it's not necessarily bad. It's just, it's definitely like awoken a different beast.
I know.
And we'll maybe recap the day, what it was like when I picked you up all drugged.
Oh yeah,
just like trip down memory lane.
I know, I would love to.
But first, we also have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of pop culture hot gossip, which I actually wrote down. I wrote down a lot of things, just a lot to discuss.
Yeah. What's your one thing about you?
One thing about me is that I'm finally, after I want to say like 5 months, I feel really motivated again to work out. And I think it's because of like half the 75 hard, half just the new year mentality. But something is just awoken in me that I'm finally motivated again to go to the gym and get a good workout. Not in exactly the same way I used to, because I'm not trying to change the way I look like crazy or hit crazy numbers. Not in that way, but just feeling motivated to go to the gym and like put in effort and like get a nice pump and feel like kind of strong again.
Yeah.
I think it was also just taking the break. Like, now the break is done and I'm like, I miss it.
Yeah.
I had to give myself some time to miss it.
I agree. I feel like I have a different perspective on the gym now.
100%.
Like, it's literally just to go and feel healthy rather than like my physical appearance.
100%. So that's the thing, because being strong makes me feel healthy.
Yeah.
In the way that I know I can do some push-ups. I know I could pick something up. It just makes me feel healthy.
Yeah. My one thing about me is I am on a roll with my running. Like,
so true.
Five miles last week. And that's the second time that I've done 5 miles. And y'all, I was in a rug club and I was with like people that are obviously way more advanced than me. Like, they do it a lot. And their pace was so fast. And I was with them and I was like, holy shit, Sam, like, you need to slow down. So I ended up just like dropping back a little bit from them. And, like,
your pace is still so fast.
No, it is still so fast. And also, the amount of people, when I post my pace, like, people like discredit themselves. I'm like, stop discrediting yourself. Like, you're your own person. We need to remember I was a 2-sport college athlete. Like, I previously have been like running history in me, like, what, 3 years ago 4 years ago, where some people haven't run since like high school. So if you're trying to get back in it at my age, like, it's gonna take some time. But yeah, I've been really loving it. I'm going to try to do it twice a week, like running twice a week. One longer run around like 5 miles and then another one around like maybe 2 or 3 miles.
Then you'll get to the point where 5 miles is like your short run.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to try this week to do 6 and see if I can. The only issue with it is all the run clubs that I do are either 3 miles or 5 miles. So if I do 5 miles with the run club, I'm just going to have to like pass the end point and just like do another half lap loop. So go halfway and then back another halfway to make it a mile. But I know I might. The last weekend when I did the run club, it was pouring rain. Did you even notice, like, when I was gone that it was pouring? It was, I was low-key miserable, but I was also so like on a runner's high that like I didn't even notice that it was pouring rain. But I was a wet dog when I came home.
I told Sam I want to try to run like 2 miles with her, because I like know my cardiovascular health has gotten way better in the last few months, and I kind of don't know where I stand on how much I could run. And I need someone to pace me. If I go by myself, I'll stop at a quarter mile. I can't just hop in to run. I'm going to quit. So I'm like, I want to run like 2 miles just to see what I can do. And I'm like, and if I give up, just let me walk and you can do your thing and run more. But I just want to like see where I'm at.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate when like running with people is like, I'm not going to leave you. Like my boyfriend, for example, like he's very slow. And I will go maybe like 100 feet in front of him and like he's kind of behind me, but like I hate doing that, so then like every 2 seconds I stop to like get back to where he is and then like keep going.
Okay, so well, like, if we do that, like you don't have to do that.
No, I'm going to though, because then I feel bad if I don't.
No, but like don't feel bad.
I know, like you say that, my boyfriend says that, but I'm like no, like I feel bad, I'm gonna stick with you.
Okay, then I'll just pick it up. I just like really want to try, like I want to try really bad.
I'm excited for it to get a little bit warmer too, so that way like maybe mornings I run or whatnot. But
also, in college, when I, like, was kind of in my eating disorder era, but I was hitting the fucking gym, I did run 5 miles. I did, like, 10-minute miles, though, outside by myself. And that's then I stopped. And then I did interval runs over COVID. But I hit 5 miles, and then I said, amazing, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
That was literally my goal.
I never, like, in college, obviously, because I played sports, but, like, well, I would wear my Apple Watch, and it was always anywhere from, like, 8 to 12 miles per practice. But, obviously, you're, like, stopping, going. But we never did, like, timed miles or timed, like, runs. It was always timed miles. We did Mile Mondays. But that was, like, the only thing that I ever did, like, long-distance timing.
I wish I had an Apple Watch in high school, because we would run for dance. But my coach was a psychopath, and every time I tell people this, I hope they can imagine what a brutal workout this is. Sometimes for our dance class, rather than rehearsing, we would have like conditioning days. So we'd go to the track and she would just say, start. And you would just run until she said, class is over.
There's nothing worse than running on a track. I hate it.
We just went. And we went, and I couldn't tell you how many laps I did. I can't tell you if I ran like 6 miles that day in dance or 1 mile. I don't know. We just fucking went.
But I got really lucky in my high school. We had like a brand new track, so it was like bouncy. But if you ever run on like the tracks that are so old, oh my God, shin splints like no other.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Anyways, what's your favorite?
My favorite of the week is house shopping.
Oh, do you have a specific place that's your favorite?
Well, not even like that. So this morning I had to buy all my appliances, which I thought was fun because I don't know. One, I'm getting it out of the way because that's a big chunk of cash that's coming out of my fucking...
The price tag is not fun.
Yeah, the price tag's not fun, but shopping for a fridge is so fun.
Oh, there is nothing better to me in this lifetime than going to Home Depot or IKEA.
That's what I did.
But you know, like,
it's
the
so
model
fun.
Kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh my God, like IKEA where they set up the model kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I could sit in there for hours.
Dude, I was in there by myself, like opening up every single fridge, like examining them all. Like the workers were coming up to me. I knew I wasn't in the moment going to buy one there because I'm going to order it online. So it's delivered on the day that I move in. And I'm just like, oh, all my Olipops will go there. All my like sauces will go. I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun.
Me and Sam were both saying how we, for girls that always have a lot of food, always have a lot of drink PR, we still don't really fill up our fridge.
No.
We're never out of space in the fridge. So we were like, holy shit, we're going to have our own separate fridges. We have so much space. I'm like,
so
I'm going to have so many Olipops and like 30 million Celsiuses. And I'm just going to have so much in my fridge.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited for it. I bought one of those, like, they're super cheap. I was expecting them to be so expensive. It was like $25 on Amazon, but the drink thing that,
it looks like you're
in a vending machine and you pull it out and it, like, goes to the front. I bought one of those and it's going to be so organized. And another thing, too, you said this yesterday with my boyfriend. He's going to walk into my house and I'm having, like, a new fun gadget, like, every week. And he's going to be like, what is this? Yeah. Like, I'm going to have so many gadgets.
I'm so excited for the fridge. I don't know why I've been so stuck on my new fridge. I'm like, I just want to be like, you come to my place and there's just so much like drink options, like all my Alani's, like everything, just a whole fridge of drinks.
I'm so excited.
So excited. So just the little things.
It really is the little things. And I know my house content right now on TikTok is kind of slowed down. That's just because a lot of the stuff I'm doing right now is more hands-on, like via phone call. So I can't really record a phone call with you guys because my personal information is getting put out there. But hopefully in the next week and a half, I will really start to post a lot of home content because I have my final walkthrough and everything like that next week. So be on the lookout for all of that.
I don't think I'm ever going back to my apartment until I move in. Unless I want to go back and maybe she'll let me measure up.
Yeah, you should probably do that. It was really nice when I went to go measure like 2 weeks ago.
Maybe I'll ask if I can go back and measure. But if you go on my TikTok, the last apartment tour I posted, I did sign that lease. So there she is. Mm-hmm. I signed that lease for that apartment and I'm so excited.
Anyway, I gotta start packing up boxes this week, which I was looking at Amazon. They have the boxes that you put the hangers on the clothes on. I was like, do I just get those? Like, those seem so easy.
They are.
Yeah, I might just order a bunch of those. And then, honestly, walk through our neighborhood and get a bunch of boxes. Mm-hmm. Because our neighbors have a bunch of boxes out, like, for the recycling. I'm like, I might just snag those.
Yeah.
So.
I bet one of our neighbors is very, like, environmentalist.
Yeah.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. I bet we can ask her.
Yeah. Because, like, I won't break down my boxes. I'll just give them to you when I'm done.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, because what am I going to do?
Wait, duh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because, well, another thing with, I don't know, one of our girlfriends who also bought a house, I don't know if you were in the conversation when we were having it at dinner, but she said that City of Austin won't pick up the boxes unless they're in the bin, so they can't be on the side, and I'm going to have way more than going in the bin, so it will be good if I can just give them to you. But you have to worry about it.
I'm in an apartment. An apartment has dumpsters.
Oh, that's so true.
Like, I'll put it in apartment dumpsters. That's no problem.
Yeah. I made it so all my deliveries, though, like my fridge and all of that, they install it. So they're taking all the garbage with
100%.
Them. 100%. Because I'm like, I am not dealing with all these boxes.
But yeah, definitely give me your boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite is total 180 from what you just said. It's a food and it's candy.
We love food.
It's the Scandinavian Swimmers from Trader Joe's.
Wait, what?
The gummy candy from Trader Joe's are called Scandinavian Swimmers. It's like a play on Swedish Fish.
Okay.
I don't even like Swedish Fish. I don't like I'm not a candy person. On TikTok, Swedish candy is like trending. These girls eat this Swedish candy. There's this girl who always orders it and she eats this candy and I just like, I need it. I can order it for like 40 fucking bucks online. And honestly, I'm close, but it's sold out because it's like,
I don't know if this is a hot take, but like, I'm not really a candy person.
Me neither. That's why this is like weird. When I tell you guys TMI, I was a few days late on my period and I was craving this candy like crazy. I'm like, is this a pregnancy craving? I'm not a candy person. I've never, like, if I go to the movies, I'm not getting candy. But these neither girls eating this Swedish candy, I was like, bro, I need it. They were just making it look so good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get those from Trader Joe's because I know that those are, like, kind of good. Oh, my God. They're so good. I'm obsessed with them. But they're better than Swedish Fish. They don't taste like Swedish Fish. Swedish Fish are disgusting. The Trader Joe's candy is so good.
Do you want to know my favorite candy? Guess it. You're just staring at me.
Like, it's a real answer?
Yes, it's a real answer.
Like candy, not chocolate candy.
Yeah, like when I went to the movies the other, 2 weeks ago to watch whatever.
Shit. Wait, I feel like you said it.
And everyone was like, that's so weird.
I feel like you said it. Like, I feel like we had this conversation.
We definitely have had, maybe.
Shit, I don't know.
Hot tamales.
Oh, ew. That's disgusting.
No, they're so good.
No, one of my friends just told me that she likes those too. That's disgusting.
Like, when I was a kid, every Christmas in my stocking stuffer was hot tamales.
That's disgusting. Scandinavian Swimmers from Trader Joe's, y'all. They come in a giant pack. I've had them every single night since I've got them. But I still have them, though. I'm like, not eating the whole bag in one sitting.
Dude, I don't know. I came into her bedroom, guys, and she was sitting with her socks off, crisscross applesauce in her bed with candy wrappers everywhere.
Okay. One, if that was true, there's no wrappers to this candy, so you're a liar.
She had candy remnants on her face.
Also, why would socks off in my own room be weird?
Because you love the whole, like, socks on, socks off shit. I always, every time I make jokes about you, it always has to involve the feet.
Always.
Always.
I don't know. I'm just... Whatever, I get DMs that people think you're mean to me.
No, yeah, I get the comment. Well, not. I see the comments on TikTok that, like, I'm a bully. I'm like, you guys just don't understand our, like, friendship.
People
then.
Are like, I'm really sorry. I feel like Sam's being really mean to you. And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. She cries after the podcast every week.
I do. Good thing I have therapy tomorrow.
Wait, you have what? Therapy tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. She's in for a real fucking treat because exactly.
Dude, I
ago,
know.
I lost my job. So she's going to be like, what's up? I'm going to be like, I've had 2 weeks to process this. So don't freak out. Okay. And don't make me talk about it again because I've already cried. Okay. Mm-hmm. I lost my job. Don't worry about it. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Move on. I have an interview today.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask what. Because you probably don't want to share that right now.
They've just a social media job.
Yeah.
But I have an interview.
Hell yeah.
Score.
Love that.
Anyways, hot gossip. I have so much to say.
Me too.
I have so
Where do we start?
Much to say. Okay. So like I kind of want to start with like something really kind of quick. Super Bowl is 49ers and Chiefs, so that's cool. But also, you're going to tell me that that's not... No, it's scripted. Like, the Chiefs, obviously the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. You're telling me that the NFL is going to skip a Taylor Swift Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No. The 49ers is the girl, I don't know if we've already talked about this or if you've kept up, Christian... Yuzchak, who makes the clothes for all the wags, that's like blowing up right now, like, and her husband who's on the team is like blowing up right now, like they're going to the Super Bowl. It's like the most like
social media
Nick Bosa would skip, like it's the most poppin' people.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. I think it's kind of ironic that yes, Taylor Swift is going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I know the Chiefs are a good team,
yeah,
and they've maybe would have before. I just think it's like the most poppin' social media wise people, that's getting a lot of girls too. They're very girl poppin'.
Yeah.
It's like the girlies love the Niners and the Chiefs.
Did you see some of the, okay, the section where Taylor Swift
is way more expensive.
So fucking expensive, and it's all girls.
Yeah.
And all, you see the videos of that box, everyone is turned around looking at her. They're not even looking at the game.
I mean, like if Taylor Swift was sitting two rows behind me, and I'm not like a huge Swiftie, I would be freaking out if Taylor Swift was right behind me. That's crazy.
I don't think I would be.
I grew up a big Swiftie.
Yeah.
But like not this era. Like I grew up
I think I went
Taylor
to one
Swift.
Of her concerts.
I did.
Yeah, I think I did. Back in the day when concert tickets were like $50.
Yeah. Like the fuck? Like I probably could have gone front row to Taylor Swift. But and then also after the game, her and Travis on the field, so cute. Like they're so cute. I do love them.
Yeah, no, they are really cute.
They are really cute. Like you can hate all you want on her, I don't really care, but like them as a couple, they're cute.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Did you see the rumors of them potentially getting engaged? I was like, y'all are really reaching.
No, I hope so, because
they're so soon.
But not really, bro. She's like 32.
So
no, when you're like 30, they've been together for beginning of the summer will be a year. Once you're like 32 and you've been with someone for a year, timelines get shorter as you get older.
Yeah, good.
Like she's 32.
I think my timeline's shorter too.
Yeah, get married tomorrow.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Good. I'm glad you're on the same page. I'll try to get that coordinated for you for Valentine's.
Thank you. I told him to reach out to you about my ring too. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I almost sent him. I literally almost sent it to him, but he was here. So I was like, you'll literally probably see that I like texted him and that'd be super weird. And it was like this really cute like Valentine's Day proposal, and I was gonna be like,
this
is a good one. Yeah. I would really like that, but he was straight up here in your room, so I was like, maybe not send that right now. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I was like, that's really cute and no one's gonna do it for me, so second best
option. I'm living through you guys.
Yeah, second best option is you do it for her. He should be, no, because you know what, you know how some people's boyfriends, they're like they'll bring like flowers and they'll like bring one for like the friend or like,
yeah,
do stuff for the friend, like come on.
Dude, yeah, maybe you should just come with us to our Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah, maybe. I asked the girls like,
oh, I want to do something.
Single ones. I was like, on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
yeah, I was like, would you want to go to dinner?
Yeah, we wanted to do Valentine's Day the next day.
If not, I'm going to dance and it'll be fine. But I'm like, if you want to go to dinner, so I'm not like sitting here like sulking in my feelings. We can go do something.
I'm hoping we can do it at my house.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because I move in the 12th and what is that, the 16th? No.
The weekend would be like the 16th.
Yeah.
Do you want to go and share?
Yeah, I got plenty.
I have plenty too. I just
obviously let's stay on the whole, like, let's stay actually.
Football?
No, let's. I lied. What are your thoughts on the mob wife aesthetic?
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up. I like the fur coat. I just got one. Mm-hmm. I like a fur coat. I think it's cute. I needed more going out jackets, so I like when the internet tells me this is just what you should get. It's very, makes it easy for me. I think it's stupid. Like, the name is dumb.
Yeah, I feel like I've like I already have a billion fur coats, so it's like,
yeah,
I just don't personally get why we have to have like niche things all the time.
Things are going in and out of style so fast, like faster than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
Before, like, my entire middle school was like one aesthetic.
Yeah.
My freshman year to junior year of high school was one aesthetic. Like, I wore the same choker for like 4 years. And now, like, I was listening to the Giggly Squad. Paige is like really into fashion, and she's like, red's out. You know how red was like the it color? It's like, red's out. What do you mean red's out?
It's insane. And you know what?
What do you mean?
The Adidas Sambas trending for what, 3 months? I was this close to buying them. So happy I didn't, because they're not as trendy as they were.
No, but then things get so trendy that it's almost like, oh my God, do I actually want to wear those?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, everyone
has them.
Listen,
I love being a basic bitch girl. I'm not hating on girls that wear basic things. I'm basic as fuck. Like, no hate. But sometimes for myself, I'm like, do I want to buy this and be like, for what?
Yeah.
Like, for this month? Someone posted, like, what's the new it shoe for spring? Like, I need to know. And a lot of girls, me scrolling through the comments to see what girls are saying. Because the thing is, you have to be ahead. You got to have it before it's trendy. Because
then, one, prices hard, go though. Up. And two, it's really hard to get.
Yeah, and you just like kind of basic. Like, you gotta kind of have it before to be like cool. But then some of the comments were like, the fucking white sneaker you already have is your perfect white sneaker for spring. Like, yeah. You don't need a fucking new white sneaker. You just bought a fall white sneaker. You don't need a spring sneaker.
Yeah.
You have a sneaker. And I'm like, that is very true.
I will say sneakers. Kitten heels this year. All of this year. Actually, for the rest of my fucking life. This past weekend when we were wearing those boots, I wanted to die. The heels on them were like 4 or 5 inches. I'm never again wearing anything higher than a kitten heel.
Period.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like the like aesthetics going in and out.
I don't either.
I also don't think a whole aesthetic can be a trend. Like, if that's not your aesthetic, this is gonna maybe not sound like English, but bear with me. Trends are one thing, but as people, we can't all morph into the same aesthetic. Like,
yeah.
Two people can wear Adidas Sambas, but have different
style to it.
Aesthetic.
Yeah.
Someone can be girly and someone could be like mob wife and clean girl, like wearing a Samba. I don't think a whole aesthetic of a person can be a trend.
I agree.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because even like clean girl, because they're saying mob wife is a new clean girl. You can be clean girl girly. You can be clean girl like not as girly. Like, you know, you can have your own aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I think it's dumb. I think it's making women look dumb.
Yeah. Ever since I've gotten into fashion too, even like on my Q&As on Instagram, people are like, what made you get into fashion? What made you like the certain things that you're wearing? I'm like, literally nothing. Like, no trend is like really inspiring me. It's more just like the things I like.
Mm-hmm.
And like find myself, like find that compliment my body the most is what I'm going to continue to buy. Like, it's a pattern. If you see certain things in my closet, I probably have three of the same, but different colors.
Yeah.
So.
My next thing on here is Pookie and Jet.
Oh, I love them.
But specifically, the fact that the internet is already on the cancel
I know.
Train. They had about a week.
They're making fun of Pookie because she can't fucking blink. I'm like, she had eye surgery. Leave her alone.
They are trying to pull up old tweets. There's Reddit snark pages. There's pictures of her in college, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say the internet sucks.
It does.
Sucks. Like, you don't fucking know these people. Shut up. To snark on Reddit about someone. And like,
keep doing it to us, though.
Yeah, like, we're a little bit irrelevant right now. Like, talk about us on Reddit. But anyways, it's literally, like, crazy to dig up old people's stuff. And, like, if you... we've talked about this before. Cancel culture is so out of control to be online hating people. Because I recently... Creators and, like, a podcast I love so much... Recently, they're just like worldviews are way too extreme and different from mine for me to keep following them, which like sucks. And it's like, so then you personally, like I personally take my phone, do my business. Like I'm not going to snark about it on Reddit.
And like, that's the thing.
That's too. My own personal thing, and I will do it quietly by myself. I'm not going to go comment on their picture or post about them on Reddit or this, that, and the other, or rate their podcast one star. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that is my own business.
That's the thing with the Pookie and like the Pookie thing is they found out or just like found past photos of them like with their political views. And I saw a whole video like ripping them apart. And then people in the comment section are obviously standing up and being like, bro, like, obviously, like, what did you expect?
What did you expect? What did you expect?
It's like, it's one way or the other. Like, you're either, like, you're not going to always stand with everyone's political views, but why are you going to cancel them? Because
also,
of it?
It's not something I talk about on here, but I'm, like, fairly very into my, like, political and, like, world beliefs. If someone's, for me personally, if someone's content isn't centered around that and they don't talk about it, I kind of see it as none of my business. The reason, like, I'm saying, like, I had people I wanted to, like, I made the choice that I'm kind of like done with. It was very sad. It's because they talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, now I don't like what you're talking about. Like, if you're not going to talk about it, like, to me, like, this is your job and you're like acting. And like, I don't really know what you talk about in your personal life. And like, that's not really my fucking business. I'm not married to you. Like, I don't really care what you're doing. But like, if you're going to talk about it, now I'm like, oh, I don't really want to be like watching your stories if I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah,
like I don't want to give you the view because I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not talking about it, it's not my fucking problem.
No, I think that's like a very mature way to handle it.
Like, to me, that makes logical fucking sense.
Yeah,
I know.
And there's obviously
capable.
If you want to see that shit, there's accounts you can follow
there's
to see that
you can
stuff.
And then if you realize, hey, I don't like people that do XYZ, like I said, you can unfollow them in your own business. Don't watch their content. You can press not interested on TikTok, and you can mind your fucking business. Yeah. And the people that like them will stay. People are literally like ripping them apart and like making videos like, you guys are so nuts. Or like something like, I was their ex best friend and Jet used to like body shame her. I think it, why are you on an anonymous account then? Show your face. Who are you?
Yeah.
I don't take any shit from anyone on an anonymous account.
No, not at all. If honestly, I shit on myself with them. Like, they'll say something about me, like, shitting on me. I'm like, yeah, you're so right.
Like, sometimes I'm like, that was funny.
I'm like, you're so, like, you're so
sometimes
right.
Sometimes I'll tell Sam, I'm like, okay, we got this comment, and, like, it was mean, but gotta give credit. It was clever, and it was funny.
Yeah.
Gotta give credit where credit's due.
I never finished, moving on to the next one, I never finished that podcast, because I went to the gym, but you finished the podcast of the New York City influencer drama.
Oh.
With the whole, like, cheating scandal.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, I guess, all of it?
Okay,
because
I have a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So I just want to say there's three sides to every story. Hallie's side. So I'm just saying that everyone already knows her name, so I feel like being like, I'm not saying her name. Yeah. Everyone knows who the fuck it is, okay? There's like Hallie's side, that girl Sophie's side, and the truth. You know what I mean? Sophie, what I think was weird on the show, said that it's hard to be a good person. They were talking about being a girl's girl a lot, but a quote that she said was, it's hard to be a good person. I think that's a weird thing to fucking say. No, it's not.
Yeah.
And just that they were kind of going off like, what? Like, just because one of your friends talked to someone, like, you can't date them? Like, if one of my friends talked to someone I dated, like, who cares? No.
Yeah, no.
And, like, I don't think you actually think like that. If you do think like that, you're fucking better than me. Fuck no. Like,
and I get that. Maybe they aren't friends, but they do social media. So it's like they're technically coworkers.
But this is, I gave Sam, I'm trying to put myself in the exact situation. That girl is saying that they only met each other at like influencer things. She didn't even have her number, right? So I'm trying to picture, there's girls that we see only at these influencer things. Like, we see them a few times a year at these influencer things, but like, we're mutuals, you know, we're familiar. Like, if we saw each other in the same place, we'd say hello.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if someone like that, one of those girls that I only see at these things, I don't have their number, broke up with their ex-boyfriend and I publicly saw this online, I think it would be messed up of me to message the boyfriend. Even though I don't have loyalty to these people, I don't know these people, I've never been to their house, I don't have their number, nothing, I wouldn't do that. Like, no. I'm thinking of like very specific people. I'm like, if so-and-so posted that her and her boyfriend broke up, I'm not messaging her boyfriend.
Yeah, it's just common sense. It's common sense. And another thing I also, which me and you both laughed at this, is when they were at the very beginning of the episode when she was like, yeah, like, girls, girls. Like, it's just common sense, like, girls, girls. And then the co-host was like, what's, like, the term for boys? Like, I don't think boys have that. Like, basically saying that, like, girls are kind of crazy for having, like, being a girl's girl. But I'm like, bro, there's literally bro code. Boys still do the same shit. Like, boys will respect not to hook up with a girl that you've already hooked up with. Like,
it's just, it's also not just a boys and girls. It's just having fucking decency. Yeah. Like, if I know someone now, if you organically meet in a place months later and they don't really know each other, I think that's a little different.
But yeah, it was like a week
for them to break up publicly, and you were like just with her, whether you're besties or not, you were just with her, and then to go message him, you didn't just randomly stumble upon him at a bar and start talking. I don't know, like, she was giving mean in the podcast.
Yeah,
I think maybe it was also exaggerated from the first story. But I do think she was giving mean. Like, her podcast didn't really make her come off better.
No, it didn't.
I thought I was going to hear more of her side a little more.
I just don't like her, like...
She came off
her
mean.
Energy. Yeah.
And I don't think it helped her case.
No.
And I was prepared to give it a full, like, unbiased listen. Yeah, but it didn't help her case. Because she said it's hard to be a good person.
Yeah.
Because she was like, it's hard to be, and I think what she meant was, it's hard to be a good person in everyone's eyes. Like, to everyone, you could be doing something fucked up, even if you're being a good person. Like, you could be making someone mad at any time, which I get what she means by that. But just, like, don't go on dates with people you know as ex-boyfriends. That's, like, a pretty good way to keep everyone happy.
Give it, like, at least 3 months if you're gonna do that.
Literally. And like I said, like, organically meet.
Yeah.
Don't just, like, hit him up in the DMs.
Especially New York City. Isn't New York City, like, the most populated city in...
And sorry, like, it's not like her boyfriend was some, like, crazy, amazing, like, super hot.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, a normal-looking dude. Like, yeah, I don't normal know. Dude. Like, why him? Like, oh, my God. I don't know. She kind of gave mean girl.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, I don't know if you follow this at all or know who these people are.
Probably not.
No, you do know who it is. Austin McBroom.
Yes, I have that on here.
Okay, good. First of all, me. Like, he's honestly me. But Austin McBroom is on Snapchat being a fucking lunatic because thank fucking God him and Catherine are getting divorced. I'm an Ace Family hater.
I know. I was
going to
say, I remember you hating on...
I hate family vloggers. If you vlog with your kids and they're like the OGs, I hate you. So just putting that out there. Austin McBroom is such a nasty, ugly, disgusting person. And thank God Catherine is away from that. I hope she finds fucking peace in her life. He's being absurd on Snapchat.
I honestly, in a way, do feel bad for him, though, because I feel like watching his videos, I feel like he's like,
he's going
on
it.
Something.
No, he's like manic.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. Something deep rooted is going on that's not within the surface of the videos, and there's like something going on. So I do feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit comical. Oh, like, the whole thing.
Hilarious. I repost the funniest. It's him talking and people are like, me when, blah, blah, blah.
I know. Yeah.
So funny. Hilarious. I'm actually watching his Snapchat stories for the first time ever because I'm like, what the fuck? Someone close to him needs to take his phone.
He also is, like, very invasive through this whole divorce. Like, in an RV in the neighbor's driveway.
And he's like, I bought a house 5 minutes away. He said it's to be close to the kids, which, if that's the real reason, like, I respect people who want to do that. We talked about this before. Could never be me having a good relationship with my ex-husband. Props to y'all. But it's giving, like, leave Catherine alone. Like, what do you mean 5 minutes? Because he was like, the one house was 30 minutes. That's still drivable distance.
Yeah, people literally have to travel across the state, like, or even farther to see their kids.
You don't
kids.
Have to be down the road to be close.
Yeah.
You could be 15 minutes. You don't have to be in the same neighborhood.
Right.
Like, relax. So he's going a little bit insane, and I love watching it, but I think someone close to him needs to take his phone. And I think it's fucked that people aren't taking his phone unless he's doing it on purpose, which kind of brings me to my next thing that I have on my list.
Yeah. I mean, the whole being in the RV right now, there was one of his Snapchat stories. He was like, I'm sitting in the RV. I'm so lucky that my family or my neighbors are letting me park this RV in the neighborhood. Like, I can look out this window right now. And if I look out the window right now, I can see her house. I'm like, that's no. Fucking creepy.
Super creepy. But I think, and like I said, this will bring me into the next thing I want to talk about when we're done. Part of me thinks it's all on purpose. I think everyone is talking about him in the Ace family right now, and it's a common thing I'm seeing. A common thing I'm seeing online these days is a lot of purposeful celebrity drama. And I've come very aware of seeing how everything's purposeful.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I definitely think that he is going through it. Everything that he's doing is...
But he is such a big, like, PR team and people.
Well, I bet you he's not being told to stop posting because of the PR.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he's not actually going through everything that he's going through. And the way he's acting is, like, a stunt.
Yeah. I could see... So, something I wrote down was that recently... I see an absurd amount of very obvious press that is literally... I'm going to give examples. Everyone's saying Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade broke up. Jacob Elordi and Olivia Jade broke up. They literally didn't. And it was all the week leading up to the night Jacob Elordi was on SNL. And everyone's... Oh my God, I saw Olivia Jade on SNL. Everyone's watching SNL. Is Olivia Jade going to be at SNL? Did they break up? Everyone's fucking talking about Jacob Elordi, and then Jacob Elordi's on SNL, and then everyone's talking about was Olivia Jade at SNL. Like, that was on purpose. Like, that was on purpose. Like, I just don't see the coincidence. There was all this drama with Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah. Selena Gomez does this a lot, though.
All the time. But no one says anything.
With her launches and everything.
No one says anything. Selena Gomez has posted all this stuff about Benny Blanco. She's going on a rampage on Instagram. She's going crazy. She, like, deletes her Instagram. She's going buck wild. Like, 4 fucking days later, there's a new Rare Beauty launch. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. The whole internet was just fucking talking about Selena Gomez. And then, coincidentally, the next day, you have a new product. It's not... Duh. Duh. Yeah. This also just happened. Oh, I forgot what it was. After the...
You're talking about Selena still?
Yes.
It was when her documentary came out or something.
No, right now. It was like right now. Yeah, yeah. I think she's like going to be in a movie. Hold on. Please hold.
I remember when her documentary came out and Hailey Bieber went on Call Her Daddy like the week before... And then it got things speculating about, like, both sides, whatever. And then that's when her documentary came out.
Okay, guys, I have it. Hold on. But let me just... I'm just looking up something else to make sure my dates are right. Okay. January 8th is the Golden Globes, okay? The Golden Globes happen. There's this viral thing of Selena, Taylor Swift, and their friend gossiping at the Golden Globes. They're like all whispering, oh my God, what are they saying? Everyone's talking about Taylor Swift at the Golden Globes. You know what comes up 2 days later? Selena Gomez is starring in a new documentary. Not documentary, like a new... She's like playing someone in their biopic, like playing a famous person as them in their movie. Selena Gomez is starring in a new movie. So you're telling me 2 days before at the Golden Globes, she like... building up press and getting everyone talking about Selena Gomez at the Golden Globes, and then the next day you're telling everyone you're the star in a movie? Like, it's calculated. It's on purpose.
Yeah, she's I know she's one that does that.
I just think I see it so like obviously now.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. It's literally like everyone will be talking about someone, and then the next day, oh my God, their new show is launching. Okay, well, obviously they did that on purpose. The whole fucking world is talking about them. It's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But it works.
You know what's funny? I just wanted to say this because I put it down. Our TikTok, when we post the reels on TikTok, it gets clowns like no other.
Clowns.
Like, it's honestly hilarious the amount of hate comments we get. But the top hate comment that we get on all of our things is... not everyone needs to have a podcast or something along the lines of that. I'm like, can you guys get a little bit more creative with the hate comments? Like, yeah. At this point, that hate comment is just not funny.
Yeah. We do get that. Everyone gets that.
Everyone gets them. It's like so unoriginal. I'm like, think of something different to say.
Dude, Joe Rogan gets that.
Yeah.
Like,
not everyone needs a podcast.
You're right. But guess what? I want one.
Yeah.
How about that?
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, like you can have a podcast. You can have a podcast.
That's what I said to one of them back. I go, well, guess what? You can have a podcast.
They act like someone gave us like a platform.
Yeah.
Bitch, record if you want.
Yeah, literally.
You got voice memos on your phone, record.
I have two more things.
This is going to be a long ass episode.
I know. but I feel like both of these could be a full ass like topic. So maybe we can turn into an episode.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Save them.
Okay.
Clickbait. Tune in next week.
Yeah, literally. Weekend recap, though.
I had a great weekend.
Me too.
I just had...
We should start with...
Explain it. I just had Thursday this week, weekend. Such
start,
a weekend.
Start with Thursday this week.
Thursday, we had girl dinner.
Yeah.
Girl dinner.
It's been really hard, honestly, to get all the girls to like be on the same page when it comes to like availability.
It's hard being adults, man.
Yeah. Well, not even that is because I don't think any of our friends work an actual 9-to-5. They either do like overnights for nursing or just like everything is different. Mm-hmm. So their schedules are always different, but we want to try to do dinners more often. So we all went to dinner. It was really fun.
It was really fun. Just nice. Nice to put on a cute outfit.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Talk the shit.
Talk shit. Talk shit in a nice restaurant when like old men are next to you.
Oh my God. We were literally talking about
and
like
sex. You're like, so we fucked this dude. And it's like a 5-star restaurant. Love it. Nothing better.
Dude, literally talking about like orgasms. And then the two old guys next to us are just like,
Our waiter kept coming up and then leaving because he didn't want to interrupt our heated gossip session.
Oh, because we were like all like crouched like forward over the table, like getting really close to each other, but also it's like still yelling.
Yeah, like give him the tea, and he would just be like, I'm coming back later. Yeah, not interrupting that.
I didn't drink though. I'm not really into the Monday or honestly Sunday to Thursday drinking. Like if I'm gonna drink, it's gonna be either Friday or Saturday. I'm gonna pick one of them.
Yeah, the dirty martini looked fire.
But... yeah, it did look good, but I mean honestly, one, my bill loves me for not drinking.
100%.
Because the drinks, especially at restaurants like that, drinks are like $18. Yeah, for
I would
what?
Say 20.
Yeah. For what?
For what?
Like, I'm sorry, but yeah, I hate to admit this, but like, I'm being a little bit more stingy with my money after, you know, buying a house. So
me with also my like, my rent's a little steep.
Yeah. So I will not be
I
just
lost
getting
my job.
Like, I just personally don't understand the point of getting like maybe one or two drinks at dinner. Might as well save the extra $50.
Depends on the dinner.
If I'm going out after. But
I can do...
I'd rather go out on the weekend than spend $50 on two drinks.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
But our dinner was really fun. And then it was a chill night, got back. And then it was Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday. Got to get down on Friday. I had like such a me day. We cleaned... the house, and then I had a very just me self-care night. I picked up food from Dish Society. I watched some Love on the Spectrum. Amazing show. So good.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Like, love that show, but I feel like a fucking asshole laughing.
It's I told you it was supposed to be funny.
No, and then I know that now because now for some reason I'm on Love on the Spectrum TikTok, and everyone in the comments is like thinking the thoughts I'm thinking, and I'm like, okay, I'm not as much of an asshole as I think.
No, it's funny. Like, the people, it's so, like, lighthearted and...
Yeah.
Like, it's just lighthearted and it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cute. And I also watched Prisoners on Netflix. Surprisingly scary. I thought it was going to be more just maybe action. It was a little spooky, but it was really good.
Yeah, my Friday was cleaning and then I had my boyfriend come over for dinner. I, for some reason, was craving a Philly cheesesteak. And I think that was just because I saw one video of a Philly cheesesteak and it was just consuming my thoughts for the... following week. And so I went to the grocery store, got stuff for Philly cheesesteaks. And fun fact, I used to work at a pita shop, and one of like the signature wraps on the menu was a Philly cheesesteak, and I would make maybe like 20 of those a day. So like doing that in the cast iron and everything, like the other day I was like, damn, like this is bringing back memories, like wrapping my pitas, making my Philly cheesesteaks. So it was good, but next time I'm gonna have to do it with a real steak because I just used like frozen shavings. That's a tongue twister. But and then we were just playing Monopoly all night. Oh, we watched American Nightmare.
I was gonna ask you.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
It was so good.
I need a part two though.
I'm gonna read her book.
Let me know how it is.
It was so good. That's my favorite documentary.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, not to like big statement, it's my favorite documentary.
My toxic trait with anything I watch though is not watching a trailer. So we are watching the first 10 minutes of that documentary, and me and him like look at each other. I'm like, of course Taylor would have us watch this. Like, what the fuck are we watching right now?
Because you think he killed her.
No, not even that. Just because. Like,
wait. Spoiler. Like, if you haven't seen it, skip because you can't like know anything about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, skip.
Yeah, so we're watching like the first 10 minutes. We're like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is gonna be so boring. Like, this is so stupid. And then that's when like he started to get investigated and they were going against him. And I was like, oh my God, this is about to get real good.
Because the first episode, you're like, this fucker killed her.
Yeah.
Guilty. And the second episode, you're like,
she's alive.
She's alive and she's a liar.
Yeah.
And they're liars. And then the last episode, you're just like, fucking love this cop. Best cop ever. Love this fucking girl. Fuck the FBI.
No, it makes me so... I was getting so angry sitting there. FBI.
Yeah.
Imagine, like... This happens on a daily fucking basis.
Girl got kidnapped in the middle of the night and then she came back and was like, guys, I got kidnapped and raped. And they said, you're a suspect.
Yeah, you're a liar.
I'm sorry.
We don't believe you. She gets tested for rape. It comes back positive that she had intercourse within the last 24 hours.
But they were like,
and they're still going to say no.
They're like, it doesn't look like there was like a struggle. She's like, because I thought he was going to kill me. So she didn't struggle.
Yeah.
Like, she was trying to stay alive. I'm sorry. And the way one woman cop.
We need more women cops.
No, like, but that's honestly. All it took was one fucking girl to just, like, question it for a second.
I think.
That's all?
Even, like, after watching this, like, I don't want to get, like, all fucking crazy or whatever with, like, this stuff. But I think cases like those that involve rape, the cop needs to be like a head, like female cop that's on the case.
You know how we were talking at brunch about how guys can't gossip?
Yeah.
How they can't get information. They don't know anything. How are they the FBI?
Yeah. How are they the FBI?
It makes no fucking sense. And that woman cop and them, they're like still really good friends.
Good.
Yeah. Love that documentary. It's literally my favorite one. So glad you watched it and enjoyed it. And then Saturday, I had a packed Saturday. I went to dance, had the worst period cramps literally ever. Felt like my vagina had a chainsaw in it. So that was wonderful.
It did, guys.
I wish. No, I'm kidding.
Bro, that was something I would never wish, but okay.
No, never.
Taylor's got a little kink in her.
For chainsaws.
Yeah.
And then I walked to get a coffee. It's like my new Saturday thing is like after dance walking to coffee. It's like really nice and really peaceful. So we just like, you know, shoot the shit at coffee after dance. And it's very nice Saturday afternoon. Weather was beautiful.
Yeah. I was going to go to a Barry's working on Saturday morning. But as usual, typical, my boyfriend's like, let's just go to Lifetime.
Oh, I'm so sick of him.
Dude, it's getting annoying at this point.
I'm so sick of him.
I need to just start booking the class because I'm like, okay, in the morning we'll wake up. We'll see how we're feeling and we'll pick a time slot that we want to go to. No, I'm just going to start booking it because fuck that. And so we went to Lifetime. It was so packed. Like, hardly. I got a really good workout in. My leg days have been so good. I've been hitting legs twice a week and they've been just perfect. But then literally went home and was organizing around the house, like packing. I put a bunch of stuff in boxes that just like home decor stuff that I'm like, I don't care if this gets packed up. I'm moving in 2 weeks, like whatever. Might as well get ahead of it. And then later in that night, I had to go to a dinner with one of my girls that had a friend in town. So I just like literally started getting ready at like 2 o'clock.
Mood. I got back and then had to get ready quick because I kind of stayed at coffee for a while. And then my friend from dance, we had it planned. We're going to do a vision board making night. So we got a bunch of magazines. She got boards. She's very artsy. She is a florist and like just very artsy and like does crafty things. So she made a charcuterie board that was beautiful. So we fucking like we tore up that charcuterie board like for real. And then like everyone's drinking wine and I was like, well, that looks so good. But you know, next time I brought a Kin Euphoric. I don't know. It was like working or just the vibes were high. It was like the social one. Oh my God. I was like in such a good mood. Like it was in such a good mood. That's why I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to like, I'm gonna have my friends later. Like it was just kind of make me like, I was just kind of ready for the night. We were literally just like gossiping, like just like talking, not like talking shit. We were just like gossiping. And we're like, do we want to play games? We're like, we're kind of like, no. Like we're like, we'll chill for a second. Like we were all just like content talking. Like the girl whose house it was, she's like, do you want to play a game? We're like, we're not bored. Like we are okay here shooting the fucking shit. And then I made a vision board. Still my car. It's really cute though.
Yeah. I went to Griselda's down in like the east side for dinner. And I love going out to dinner with all girls because when we go to dinner, it's like I want to get an app, but I also want to drink and then get an entree, but not eat the whole fucking thing because I don't want to feel like sluggish and gross going out. So me and Liv, one of my friends, and then like so there were six of us. So we got three entrees, and they were massive entrees. It was like, we got steak fajitas, and it was just the perfect amount of food. So good. Like, I would definitely go back there to eat there. But to go out, it wasn't really the best, because I would rather go somewhere where I'm going out to dinner and then kind of can walk to the bars, or just be like very close to the bars. Like, we were kind of far away from everything. We got into an Uber, and then we went over to Lucky Duck. One of my friends has a friend in town, so I was kind of letting her lead the way of like what she wanted to show her friend. I was like, oh, where are we going? She's like, oh, I want to go show her Lucky Duck. And I was like, oh my God, Lucky Duck is literally my favorite place in the world. Espresso Martinis.
Literally cries hearing she's going to Lucky
Duck. No, I screamed. She was like, I love
it. Is
it
your first
time
there this year?
Yes. I haven't been to either Latch Key or Lucky Duck in months.
Me neither.
Months. So we get there. It's obviously freezing because it's outside, but there's heaters. There's this guy. So think of it this way. Six beautiful girls walking to the back of this bar. Creepy man notices us. We sit down. He comes and sits right in the middle of us at the picnic table.
Slay King.
I know. And he's hammered, like slurring his words, bragging to us about how much money he makes and all of this. And I'm like, perfect opportunity. I go, okay, so buy his shots then.
Yeah, and Mr. Moneybags.
No, literally, like bragging about how much money he makes, how he's an entrepreneur, all this stuff. I'm like, okay, buy our shots then. And then we get up to the bar. He already has a tab open. The bartender knows him and like all this stuff. And he's just like flexing so hard. I'm like, okay, great. Awesome. We grab all the shots and then we take them and we kind of just like ignore him for the rest, because this man, I'm not even kidding, Taylor, I told him I had a boyfriend and he got so angry. He was like, why isn't he here then? Like, what the fuck? Like, wouldn't you want your man here? Like all this stuff. I was like, dude, read the room. It's a girl's night. Like, obviously he's not fucking here. Like, what, are you crazy? And I was like, we have to get out of here. So then we went across the street to another bar, and we were at this bar for probably like an hour. Went over to Latchkey. This man shows up at Latchkey. I'm like ducking down, hiding. I'm like, I can't let this man see me. I'm like, he's crazy. But then he ended up disappearing from my eye view. And I was like, typical Latchkey night. Was on the tables, having such a good time. Music was lit. We met like a few other people ended up coming and joining us, and there were people that we knew there from other friend groups. So it was just, it was a good time. It was a vibe. I haven't had like a solid girls night out
since Diplo.
Yeah, since Diplo. And it was a lot of fun.
When I left, I brought clothes, and I told Sam, I was like, if you guys end up going out, because she was like, I don't really want to go out. I was like, you're literally going to, but that's cute that you think that. I was like I'm gonna bring clothes because I'm like probably gonna leave there at like 9 or 10 or something, and like I'll like pop by where you guys are. So like I'm texting one of our friends, she's like, oh yeah, I just got here, like we'll be here for a while, because I was like, are you like staying or are you going home? If you're staying, I'll go, but like if you're gonna go home in 10 minutes then like I'm not going. She's like, oh yeah, I just got here. So I was like, okay, cool. So like I'm driving across, I see Sam on the side of the road, like,
dude, you scared the fucking shit out of me. Like, I have the worst night vision. I do have contacts and all. Dude, this fucking car, she's like screaming at me. And I'm like, Sam!
Like,
what the fuck is going on? And then I'm like, it was like a jump scare. I felt like I saw a ghost. And I was like, and then I like obviously found my Uber. And
yeah, you're like, my Uber's here, he's gonna leave me. And I was like, okay. And then my friends were like, wait, we want to go to West. Can we just get in your car? And I was like, okay, I was like, that works. I couldn't find parking on East, so I was literally about to go home because I couldn't find parking, and like I didn't want to, like, you know, it's one of those things. I was like, if it's not gonna be convenient, I'm going home. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was
it
like,
was already late. It was,
yeah,
so late.
It was 11.
Yeah,
I think the euphoric, like I was just like up and at him. Like I was like, I want to, like everyone looked like they were having fun on Snap. I was like, I want to go. Anyways, I was,
doesn't,
like, you
know, do what? Drugs does can you euphoric.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure, just like hop in my car, like I'll pull right up, we'll go. So we go, I'm leaving Latchkey, they get in my car, I'm like, let's go, stop. So like there's a stop sign that's right next to the line to get into Latchkey. I'm at the stop sign, I just like turn my head out the window, I make direct eye contact with my ex-boyfriend in line for Latchkey, and my windows aren't tinted at all. I drive a fishbowl. So I literally just look, and we make direct eye contact, and he literally looked at me like, bro, like, are you fucking kidding me? Because he probably thought I was going in there, but I was just like, bye. Like, I was like, and he was like, what the fuck?
He probably was in the bars, like, turning every second to see if, like,
no,
you were
I texted
entering.
Him. I was like, don't worry, I'm going to West. I was like, you can slide though if you want. And he was like, no thanks. And I was like, okay, have fun. And he didn't answer. But I was like, don't worry, I'm not going in there. Like, Don't worry. We go to West. We go into Key Bar. And the bouncer... I mean, I got rejected. He didn't text me. But...
No.
The bouncer takes my ID and he goes, "You're really pretty." And I was like, "Thank you." And I like... And he was kind of cute. I was like, "Hmm." Like, that was very nice. Like, he just like... I don't know. He had a cool like vibe, like confidence. I don't know. I was like, "Hmm." And then I asked my friends. I was like, "Should I give him my number like on a napkin?" And they were like, "Yes, 100%. And I'm like dead ass sober though, so this is like taking like balls, you know? So I really had to think about it. But I asked the girl for like a pen. I wrote it, and as we left, I gave him the number. And they were getting free alcohol like no other. So guys, my willpower to not drink was crazy. They were bringing champagne every 5 seconds. There was some fucking shot going around that no one even knew what was in it. Very safe, I know. So like, and there's a second where my friend's like, "Wait, hold this." It's like a stack of three shots. I'm just holding them. I'm like, I was like, "Damn, it's really, you know, talk about a test." I was like, "I could just drink them right now." I was like, "This would be a lot, probably more fun." But I was like, "Nope." I was like, "Wow, so much free alcohol." But I gave the guy my number when we left, and he like looked at it and he started laughing. It was really funny. And then we like went to a few other bars.
Plot twist, he has a girlfriend.
Well, he's the one that hit on me first. I wouldn't have given my number if he didn't say something to me.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's like...
He was like, "Oh, I fucked up."
Yeah, I fucked up. I shouldn't have said that.
But we just like bopped around. I got such a good parking spot too. It was crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
It was like a sign from the universe. I was like, "Ooh, nice." Oh my God. And there were such annoying guys talking to us. I was like, "Please, like, I'm sober. Like, get away from me. Like, I'm here to talk to my friends, not make small talk with you."
Yeah. I was like, so the reason I left is because one of my other girlfriends left and I knew I wanted to Irish goodbye at some point. And she was like, "I gotta go," because she had to work at 7 a.m. And I was like, "Girl, good for you for even being out this
late." And she does like serious work.
Yes, yeah, serious work. Like, she needs her brain to be working, yeah, like right away at 7 a.m. And I was like, she said she's leaving. And I was like, "Fuck yes." Because like, sometimes I can get away with Irish goodbying, but when it's a girls' night, I just don't feel like I have the power to do it, because I'm like, I don't want them to be mad at me for leaving and like all this stuff. I just get more in my head about it.
Well, I just need, if it's a girls' night, I don't want to think that you got kidnapped.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just disappear.
Yeah. But when she said she was leaving, I was like, "I'm coming with you." And then me and her like snuck out the door and we left. And yeah, I had like myself a little bit of a dramatic night, which I'm not gonna get into too much, but I will say that
it like involves other people.
Yeah, it involves other people, but I'm just like gonna be really careful with my friends for 2024. Really evaluating like the type of people that I want in my close circle. That's definitely for sure.
Yeah, like who you give your energy to.
Yeah. And like, I might as well just go on like a little bit of a rant about it for a quick second. But maybe this is gonna be a hot take for some people, maybe it won't be, but having a lot of friends is a red flag. Like,
a friend to all is a friend to none.
Yeah. When someone brags that they have so many friends and so many friends, and it's so hard for them to maintain like balancing, hanging out with everyone, I'm like, that's a fucking walking red flag. Like, to me, what's been really important to me, and I've said this so many times over the podcast, is that I want to make more deep-rooted best friends. Like, obviously I have you, Taylor, but I want like more of that. I want, yeah, more friendships like yours through other girls. And yeah, I've been doing that, and I don't think certain people understand how important it is to have really deep friendships, because surface level ones are just not going to get you so far. They're going to end up fucking you over down the road, which kind of happened to me this past weekend, or just like not fully care about you. Like, I'm someone, like, if you're my best friend, I'm going to ride or die for you. Like, I will literally punch a bitch for you. Like,
yeah,
I will stick up for you no matter what, and I want to feel like the same would be reciprocated.
Yeah.
And if it's not going to be reciprocated, I just don't think you can be my best friend.
100%. And when you say like someone with a lot of friends is a red flag, I 100% agree. And I'm very, that's why I think a lot of people, especially in high school, I'd always get the like, "You're so mean," because I never fucked with girls that every girl they met, they were just so over the top nice to, in the sense that you don't know her.
Yeah.
Like, why are you talking to her like the same way like you talk to me, or like, why are you calling her your best friend you just met, or being so excited? I'm not like that with people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be like, "Oh my God, like, you're my best friend," like, right when we meet, because like, no, you're not.
I can't.
Like, Sam's my best friend. Like, yeah. I have like my friend from home was over. Like I have my good friends. You're not all of a sudden my best friend. My dance friends that hang out with now, I've been going to the dance studio for over a year. And I'm just like, you know, I like them. It takes me like, I'm not just going to be like, oh my God, my best friends. It's like you need to get to know people.
Yeah. Like dropping the word best friend like crazy to a bunch of people Mm-mm. is not good. It's a massive red flag within your friendship, because how can you trust? I don't know. The word best friend is just very heavy for me. And I'm not going to label a bunch of people as my best friend.
Hot take. I think friend is a strong word.
Yeah.
Like
I you're have my acquaintance.
I have my best friends. I have my friends. And I have people I know.
Yeah, people you know. It's a good word. Because, like, I get a lot of comments, too, on our, like, a lot of the content that we post of, like, vlogs or going out. And people will be like, oh, my God, you have so many friends. Like,
I know a lot of
people. No, I just know a lot of people. Like, if I'm having a 50-person boat for my birthday, I know a lot of people. I don't have 50 friends.
Yeah, no.
Like, I know of these people, or maybe it's like my boyfriend's friends or my other friend's friends, but they're not my friend. They're just someone I know.
Like I wouldn't invite them to my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my wedding's gonna be so small.
Like I wouldn't invite them to my wedding. And to me, a best friend, like to me, I have two best friends. I have two best friends. And it's like, you guys would be like in my wedding.
Yeah.
And then like, even if I say someone's like my good friend or like my friend, that's a strong word, because like, I just know these other people.
Especially your best friend. Like, one thing that I've been struggling with within this friendship with this person is I want to hang out with them. I want to see them all the time.
It's just not getting back to you.
It's just not getting back to me. And it's like, how can you call me your best friend but not make the effort to hang out with me? I want my best friend to literally be texting me all the time, wanting to make plans, making sure we're meeting up at least once a week. Like, that's just how I... That's my expectations with a best friend. And yeah. Maybe it's not good for you, but that's okay. But just don't be throwing around the word best friend, because mm-hmm. that's not what it is.
100%.
So.
Agreed. Yeah, the rest of my Saturday was like whatever, just like going out. And then Sunday we had brunch, which was like so chaotic.
Yeah, it was so chaotic.
So chaotic, because I was like, guys, you want to go to brunch? It was like, yeah, like six people in the group chat, like, yeah, brunch. But then obviously we had situation of the night that we just like spoke about. And then a friend worked at 7, and then our other friend works night shifts, and she was like, I'm gonna try to make it, but like she needs to sleep during the day. And then people got really fucked up, and me and Sam were like, it's literally just us at brunch. And I was like, okay, well, if I don't go to the reservation, I'm gonna get charged on my card, so we gotta go to brunch. So we literally order our food, we sit down, we're like, whatever, we'll just get brunch, not no biggie. And then our friend is like, oh wait, we're here. And we're like, oh my
God. But she's like 15 minutes late, too.
15 minutes late. Didn't even text she was coming. We assumed they're probably dead hungover. Like, we didn't think anyone else was coming because no one else was saying anything. So we're like, oh, it's just us. We order food. And then she's like, oh, we're here. And we're like, oh, shit. Like, well, we ordered food.
Yeah, and keep in mind, we went from sitting at, like, a six-person table to getting it changed to a tiny, like, two-person table. So then now we're, the four of us are sitting at this little table and we're eating our food while they're ordering their food. And I'm like, this is just a shit show.
And our waiter was like, I'm new here. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for being a shit show. But it was fine.
No, it was fine. It was fine. The food was really good.
The food was good. And like,
we got the steak and eggs, which they were in such a rush to order that they didn't even know what the price was of the steak and eggs. So they ordered it. And then we got the bills and they're like, $40. I was like, oh, yeah, you guys didn't look at the menu. They were like, no, your food just looked good. I was like, oh, it's just common sense, though, that steak and eggs is like gonna be the most expensive breakfast on the menu.
Yeah, it was definitely expensive, but we still like got to have fun and like talk and do all that. It was just a rocky start of like confusing.
Yeah.
For the waiter and like for the vibe of a restaurant, because you can't be late to a reservation.
Honestly, you know what I will say my new favorite of this week was? Hot coffee at a restaurant. Unlimited hot coffee at a restaurant is superior.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
I know, but it wasn't like a favorite. I'm saying like this week is my favorite of the week.
So crazy.
I love that.
I feel like you're just slowly coming on to things that like I've told you I've liked and you don't like.
Yeah,
like I drink hot coffee and you're like, I can never drink hot coffee. And I'm like, hot coffee's good sometimes.
Yeah.
And now you drink hot coffee. I'm like,
I just like, I don't think I would ever have it here at my house or anything. But the fact that it's unlimited when you're out to eat, because I drink drinks so fast. That knowing that, oh my God, I can slurp this and 2 seconds later, this man's going to be over my shoulder pouring me another cup.
I can slurp it.
Yeah.
And then we went to like an event that wasn't an event, which like isn't even like worth fucking talking about.
Yeah,
because we literally just like showed up somewhere and then left immediately because it was like, this is an event. And then it wasn't. It was so weird. Then I had to go to the gym and do my walk. You know, on that grind, had to fucking hit legs. And then I went on a long walk. Then I made the most delicious pasta. Little pesto from Trader Joe's. Oh, because I also went to Trader Joe's. Pesto from Trader Joe's. Little chicken, little Parmesan cheese. It was fucking dank. And then, yeah.
The pesto from Trader Joe's is the best pesto ever.
Yeah. I wonder if Susie likes that one.
She definitely does not.
I don't know how she had it.
I have to pee real quick before we keep going.
Ugh. Anyways, I should just keep talking while Sam's gone. I went to Trader Joe's and I've been loving Trader Joe's. And I'm about to live so close to a Trader Joe's, which is one of the greatest things in life. And I'm really excited to live near Trader Joe's. Oh my god, I don't even know like what to talk about when she's gone, because I already talked about all my shit, guys. She's coming back. 3, 2, 1. It was very quick. Oh. I was trying to keep them occupied, but I didn't really have
the stream
to
would
say.
Not stop. But yeah, I just been all Sunday sitting at my boyfriend's house. I had dino nuggets.
I saw your
and
story.
I'm not gonna lie, like biting into them and seeing what was in the inside, it kind of icked me out.
I've never liked them.
They're just so processed.
I've never liked
them. Like the if you're gonna get frozen nuggets or frozen chicken anywhere, get them from Trader Joe's. The big green and white bag, those chicken tenders are so good. I used to make those all the time.
I've never liked dino nuggets, even as a kid.
Yeah. And then I was sitting there eating them takes. Which he just knows me so well. He doused mine in buffalo sauce and brought it over to me. I was like, you just know me. And I was getting so many swipe ups from that plate because I posted his plate and my plate. And obviously, like, the closer one obviously is going to be mine. But everyone was swiping up being like, I just know the one covered in buffalo sauce is yours. Like, da da da. I'm like, you guys just know me so well.
I was going to swipe up and say, I can hear this picture because I saw the Monopoly Go cards. And I could just, like, hear you guys
arguing
over Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, we were playing Monopoly for a while. And then because I'm moving in 2 weeks, my lazy ass, not even lazy ass, but it's clever in mind, Brian, is packing. I've been just packing my car really slowly. So I'll buy things. Girl math, buy things slowly rather than all at once. And so I'm buying things on Amazon. I'm buying like cleaning products, like everything, keeping it in my car. I'm not even bother bringing it in the house. I'm just keeping it in my car for the next 2 weeks. So a few of the things that I bought was Monopoly and Sorry, the board games. And the Sorry board game I realized was in my car. So I ran out to my car, grabbed Sorry, and then we were playing Sorry as well. And again, continuous, just screaming at each other because we're just both so competitive and we can't let each other win. But yeah, that was pretty much my entire Sunday, just rotting. I was very, not hungover. It was more just like tired.
Yeah.
Like I can even feel it right now. I'm so tired.
Damn.
Bad.
Damn.
But yeah, that was it.
Okay, so now you've had your tits for a year.
Tits for a year.
Tits for a year. So a year ago, like 2 days ago, Sam got her fucking tits done and I had to take care of her that day. Like I drove her to the doctor and I'm like, bro, like what am I doing? Like I'm gonna take care of you like after surgery.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It was so quick. It was like literally I came back and it was like 30 minutes. It was like, she's done. Like I got a call. I'm like, okay. Like, and I'm like, I guess I'm gonna go pick her up. So I like am in the parking lot. They wheel this girl out to me. She looks like death, like can't even talk, is like half awake, and the nurse
I'm
is, like,
pale as fuck too, like I remember the
freezing
photos.
You're like, I'm cold, like you're a mess, and I'm like, how am I supposed to take care? Like I'm taking care of her, like what? I can't, like what am I supposed to do? I'm like, this our house, you have to go upstairs to get to the living room, so I'm prepped. I'm like, I'm gonna have to set up the downstairs bedroom to be like a suitable place where she can go upstairs.
Yeah,
I'm like, this girl can't walk. She's just like, make sure she doesn't like fall off the couch. Give her some crackers. Like she'll be good. I'm like, that's all this girl needs. Some crackers. I'm like, she looks fucked up. So I'm like, oh my God. And you're like, I'm so cold. Like, nah. Like so uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, girl. Gotta go home. Like, gotta get in the car. There's speed bumps in the parking lot. I'm
so
going
bad.
Over the speed bumps. And you're like, ow. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. And then you're like, literally just drugged the fuck up at our house a year ago.
Dude, yeah. Like, we have a few videos, not much content. I knew that day too. I was like, Sam, stay away from your phone because I don't want you posting anything fucking stupid. Like,
you were just laying there. There wasn't much to film you doing funny.
I know. But like, even me, like, I just didn't want to pull my phone out and be like,
bro, you would have shown your whole
yeah, like saying something
camera.
Stupid. So I was like, I just didn't really want to be on my phone. I did a lot of napping that day, but that entire day is such a blur to me. Like, honestly, don't really remember much besides I did throw up because everyone's side effects from the anesthesia is different. For me personally, I got the shivers and I threw up. So take it as you will. My brother recently got surgery and he had absolutely no side effects from it. So if you're getting surgery and you've never like gone under before, Everyone's side effects are going
to
be different.
But you were fine pretty quick because I went to the gym that day. Like, I was prepared to stay home the whole day. Yeah, but you were like,
when you went to the gym is when I threw up.
Oh, yeah, there, period. Yeah. But you were like, I'm good. Because she was basically like, make sure she doesn't fall, like, off the couch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, make sure she doesn't, like, fucking do something dumb. But you were like, I'm fine. Like, you kind of woke up and you were like, I'm good. Like, I'm
dude,
not
but I remember throwing on some TV show, I don't remember what it was, acting like I was gonna watch it. Do not remember a single thing you that was playing TV. On that TV.
I gave you food and I remember you couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
I gave you like soup and crackers or something.
Yeah. And that soup, I threw it right up. It made me really nauseous.
Yeah. And how have you, when do you think your boobs felt like normal?
Honestly, by the summer, like right around my birthday, I would say.
So 6 months?
6 months, yeah. 6 months. Which, so the drop and fluff process of boobs, when you get your boobs done, you get them done, they are so high up in your chest, they're tight, like, it just feels like you have tight lungs. That's like what it feels like. And that process for them to drop and fluff can be anywhere from like 2 to 6 months. And for me, I realized they kind of fully dropped and fluffed around the 3 month mark, but one was dropping a little bit quicker than the other. I think it was my left one that was taking a little bit longer than my right one. So they were like a little bit different. I could tell like in some of the photos when I look back on it. In the moment, you don't really notice it as much, but I could tell in the photos. But I would say by like 6 months is when they were fluffy. They were more, obviously not natural, but like looked more natural than a month post-surgery. So, and I feel like once I got the clear to wear bras and stuff, oh my goodness, like the feminine like self in me just like truly came out. I have never like actually shopped for bras or shopped for like underwire things or just anything that's going to complement my boobs before. So it was definitely a fun new thing that I was doing where I was like trying on new tops that would complement my boobs and whatnot. And like when I went to go to Victoria's Secret, I'm not even kidding, like I almost cried. I was so excited because I think I was I want to say 32B or something. I don't even know. I can't remember the last time I owned a bra before that. And when I went and tried on and I was like a 34 double, like I'm between a D and a double D. It just depends on if I want my boobs to be pouring out of the bra or if I want them to comfortably fit. If I want them to comfortably fit, then it's a double D. And I just remember like sitting there being like, wow, I cannot believe that I'm doing this right now. Bought a bra and then about a week later got the clear to wear underwire bras and I bought a bunch of bathing suits that like complimented me and then slowly was getting rid of a lot of stuff in my closet because obviously I'm not going to fit into a lot of shirts anymore and I'm still kind of building up my shirt collection. It's going to take a while because like I even tried on things the other day when I was getting ready. I was like, fuck, I can't have this, like doesn't fit me, doesn't look right anymore, like whatever. But I would say, honestly, what would you say when like more of like that feminine side of me came out? I would say around summer.
I feel like right away you were very, it wasn't even like the feminine. You were just like, I want to be like out.
Yeah,
like, you
were out, like, partying, you were like, going
bus,
crazy.
Club, another club, bus, club. Like you used immediately to be very like, I would just rather stay home.
It was a confidence boost, like no other.
You just used to be very like, I'd rather stay home. Like, yeah. Oh, no plans this weekend? Like, I'm not gonna, not necessarily mean plans, but like no plans this weekend? Like, I'm not gonna like try to make sure we go to a bar or like, I'm not gonna like make sure that like a something happens like that. Like, you know, like yeah, just like chill instead or like take the weekend off. It was like Friday, Saturday. And like both of us got kind of like that. And like it was also just it was half the boobs and half just like the people we were with. It was like a mix of everything.
Yeah.
But with the boobs, like you were going on a bunch of dates. Like, yeah, you were in your like dating area. Oh my God, my stomach just made a really loud noise.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like dating all the time. So like you were always on like dates. And every time you'd go out, there'd be like five dudes that were like you were trying to meet up with. That mm-hmm. was also like you were going out more. And then it was like these four guys are meeting up with me. And it was like, it was just so like, what the fuck? Like, it was like balls to the walls.
No, I think it was definitely a big confidence boost for me.
Yeah, it was like balls. We went to Mexico, got like, fucked up in Mexico. Like, yeah, just like balls to the walls.
Yeah, I was honestly feral from January to, I want to say, maybe May.
You just knew you were about to get cuffed.
I knew. I was like, I got to get all this energy out.
You just knew your body.
No, but like for a background, me and my current boyfriend, we didn't start hooking up until February. So it was like a month after I got my boobs done. And then from February to July is when we were like just hooking up with no label. And yeah, I mean, from January to I want to say March is when I didn't really owe him anything.
Yeah.
And I was still going on dates.
Yeah.
I was making out with guys, but I would not do anything past that.
Yeah, you weren't sleeping with anyone.
I wasn't sleeping with anyone.
But you were just like being fucking out on the town.
I was just being out, going feral, going crazy.
Holding your tits at all times.
Yeah, holding my tits.
Still a thing, though.
Yeah, still in a tit.
Like, if you're like, I'm not that drunk, and then 2 seconds later, you're on a table like, holding your tits, it's like, time to go home.
Yeah.
Time to go
Time to go home.
You are done for the night. Any, like, any regrets?
No, literally none. That's like, good. So a lot of people, too, will be like, oh, like, workouts have changed and stuff. Yeah, but I wouldn't even say, obviously, the boob job was a big reason why my workouts changed, because I couldn't work out for nearly, like, 3 months when I, like, post-surgery. That was a big thing. But also, it was the timing of it. Like, I was also in that transition of no longer tracking my food anymore.
We got off birth control, so our whole brain shifted.
Yeah, like, so much in my life changed.
Yeah.
Throughout that maybe 6 months time period that, yeah, obviously my boob job played a big role in it. Couldn't work out. Had to find other things that I enjoyed, like Pilates or Barry's, running, that didn't involve, you know, upper body lifts. And so, yeah, that changed. Now I'd still, a year later, haven't hit chest. But honestly, like, I don't even think.
But like,
I
hitting a chest fly machine isn't like make or break your fitness.
Exactly. But also, I don't even think I would even, like, a year later, even if I didn't get my surgery, I don't even think like I would
care.
I don't think I'd be doing chest as crazy as like I was maybe 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Like, my lifestyle's changed. I care more about going to the gym, honestly. Like, make sure I'm hitting legs twice a week. I'll do upper body twice a week.
That's what I'm doing too. Yeah.
But like, I just don't care as much about lifting 5-6 days a week. And I don't care if I'm never going to hit chest again. I tried it last week. And I know a lot of people keep being like, I post-op, like, slowly was incorporating it, started doing push-ups, started doing this. I'm like, guys, I do that. Like, I go to Barry's workout classes. There's a lot of chest exercises involved. When I'm hitting shoulders, I'm basically hitting like my upper chest. Like, I feel myself hitting chest. But it's
at the end of the day, chest isn't really a muscle you need to work out.
I know, exactly. So I just don't care to get
it's not like
back
you can't
into
hit
it.
Glutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just chest like, is not.
I don't care to get back into hitting chest. I'm totally fine with the way my workout routine is. And
also, some people get boob jobs and do hit chest. Like, Kenzie Vance, like, was like benching like 2 months after her fucking surgery.
Well,
like,
she might have gone over the muscle.
No,
then.
She went under.
She did.
That's
2 months after?
Said.
Damn, that's crazy.
Or like a few months after. But like, people have different experience. Like, it's probably also like, if you want it that bad, like, yeah, you can probably find a way to keep to like get back into it. But like, you don't really want it that bad. So like, what are you gonna do? Like, if you. If it's that important to you.
Yeah. Also, I should probably explain like everything that I did for my surgery. So I got 330 cc's, both boobs. My boobs were symmetric. A lot of the time when you go to your consult, you're going to be told that your boobs are unsymmetric. It's normal. It's common. So you may need to get two different size implants.
That'd be me.
In your boobs. Luckily, I didn't have to do that. So I was 330 cc, high profile, and I got the silicone gummy bear implants. I went under the muscle, and my implant or my incision is under the boob fold. Honestly, give it one more year, and I think I won't have scars anymore. Like, he did such a good job at like
stitching
me back up. Like, seriously, I am thankful for that, because I was kind of worried about that the first 6 months. They were still kind of purple and there, and I didn't let the sun hit them. Like, so if I did like have an underboob in my bathing suits, like, sunblock on them immediately. So that was another thing that like was really important to me. Like, the first summer was literally no sun at all on them, and if I did, I didn't care if I had like a nice big white blob of sunblock under my boob. And I was using for a little bit this scar oil that you massage. I think I used it for the first 3 months because you're going to have really bad scar tissue. It's going to be really crunchy. You have to massage it. Same on any part of your body if you get a scar. Like, you're going to have scar tissue. You have to massage it out. But the boob, like, I would be doing it and, like, I'd feel it, like, pop. It was disgusting. Disgusting, to say the least. But, like, massaging it every night in my skincare routine, letting all the little air bubbles out, it was nasty. But if you don't do it, it will definitely add up down the road. So if you're gonna get your boobs done, make sure you're getting the scar oil and massaging them every night. And then I transitioned into sleeping just on my side like 2 months in. I slept on my back for a month, I think. And that was honestly the worst part. Like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and realize I was over. And I would get so scared because I'd be like, fuck, my boobs are going to migrate. Like, because I'm on my side. Like, I thought, like, one boob was going to pop into the other socket, which is not possible. Like, I have a bone in the middle. There's no way, like, one can just, like, pop over to the other one. But in my mind, I just thought, like, oh, my God, Sam, you cannot sleep on your side. But then I had full mobility back maybe by, like, the month and a half mark. So my transition back into normal life was pretty easy.
It was. You drove your car the next day.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
Which they said I could, but it depended on, like, I got a lot of medical, like, drugs for post, like, surgery for, like, pain. I didn't take any of them. And they told me if you were to take them, like, you can't get in your car. But I was like, I just don't want to take them. I have, like, something, like, really, like, against, like, drugs like that. Like, I just, like, did not want to put it in my body. So I was like, I'm not using them. Like, I don't even care if I'm in so much pain. I don't want them. And luckily, I wasn't really in that much pain. So I was, like, pretty much back into, like, my routine.
Yeah, you just couldn't lift your arms.
Yeah, I couldn't lift my arms. Make sure you prepare. If any girl is going to get their boobs done, make sure you prepare with that. If there's anything that you know that you need to reach to on a daily basis that is above your head, put it on the counter. Like, our bowls, I have breakfast every morning, oatmeal. I was putting the bowls on the counter, just out in the open for me, so I didn't have to reach up and get them. Protein powder, that was also on the counter because it's up in the top cabinet. Like, anything that I knew that I was going to be reaching for, down. My shampoo and conditioner in my shower, I have one of those, like, things that you hook onto the shower head for, like, the shampoo to be all up in the top. Nope. Make sure it's either on the ground or it's, like, reach level for you. Like, everything just needs to be out and ready for you. Also, button up tops. I think for the first 2 weeks I was just doing button up tops just because it was easier for me to get them on. But if you want to risk a little bit of pain, you can do the pullover tops and pull them over your head. But yeah. And I didn't even wear my surgical bra for that long. I was wearing regular bras, I think, within the first week. I hated the surgical bras.
But you're wearing sports bras.
Yeah, sports bras is what I meant. No underwire. I couldn't wear underwire. I didn't get the clear to do underwire until, like, the 2.5 mark. Because that's when we went... Yeah, we went to, like, Cabo. No, we went to Cabo, like, two March. Months later. Yeah. So, whatever, like, our trip to Cabo was, is when I got the clear to wear underwire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other plastic surgery in your future?
I don't know. Like, I know I don't need a nose job, but, like, it just seems so cool.
I want a nose job so bad. However, a nose job is so invasive. A nose job is a gnarly fucking surgery.
Yeah.
Like, a nose job is no fucking joke.
But the recovery is so quick, though.
They, like, hammer your face. I want, like, a nose job so bad.
The amount of people that will get a nose job and, like, won't even show it on social media because of how easy the recovery is.
See, but I also, like, there was this girl I watched on YouTube forever, and she did, like, a whole series when she got her nose job, and, like, your face is, like, fucked for, like, all bruised. Like, she vlogged the whole recovery, and yeah, it looked gross. I want a nose job so bad.
I don't know. I obviously, like, I don't really care at this very moment to get anything more done to myself. I'm getting my lip filler out tomorrow, actually. It's just, like, migrated. My lips are too small to hold filler. I just feel like it migrates so quickly because, like, I don't have a big enough, like, socket in my top lip. I think I'm just gonna remove the top lip. I'm gonna keep the filler in the bottom lip, and then I'm just gonna get a lip flip so that way, like, it looks bigger than they are, but they're just gonna, you know, open up. But I can't do anything after I get my filler taken out for 2 weeks, so it has to, like, settle. Can't touch it on my lips, and then 2 weeks later I'll go back and maybe I'll get a lip flip. But yeah,
you know what I want, and we've talked about, and we're like, why do people get it?
What do you want?
Chin lipo.
Chin lipo. Why?
Thinking of Hallie Gate. Because I, like, eat very healthy. I worked out a lot. I haven't drank in a while. I will always have, like, And like, you guys, I don't need you to tell me that I don't have it or that you don't see it. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, I see it. Okay. Like, so you can tell me all the time that I don't need it and I appreciate it, but you don't have to. Like, I don't need pity. Like, I would say every single time, like, I open my camera, like my front camera, or like I'm insecure about the way, like, my like double chin looks, like, or the way like under here looks.
You haven't gotten like the master of Botox in a while. Why don't you keep doing that first before you consider getting lipo?
Yeah, maybe. But like, I just
like the master of Botox transformed my face.
Like, I hate it. I hate it so much. And like, oh my God, I just wish I could get fucking chin lipo. Because like I said, I work out all the time. I've been getting like hella steps. Like, I haven't drank. It's not like my face is puffy because I've been drinking like 30 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, my lifestyle is fine. So it's like, if it's not going to go away with that, I want it gone. I could keep getting master Botox.
Yeah, I think you should go master Botox route first.
Okay, I'll try to keep
getting face used to be a fucking square. And now it's like, I'll keep like a triangle, upside down triangle, a Dorito.
But yeah, I do want a nose job.
Yeah.
It's like, that's more of a thing, I guess. And I've kind of always wanted a nose job, but it's more of a, the internet is making me big on wanting it.
Oh yeah. Job. I would have never have had any of the insecurities I had 3-4 years ago, not doing social media.
Yeah, I want a nose job. Really.
Actually, besides my boobs, I feel like that's always been a thing of mine. Like,
you've always wanted a boob.
Yeah, I've always wanted a boob job. Like, let's be really hard. But everything else, like, I'm like, the little things that I don't notice, which lately people have been making comments about me talking with my hands. I'm not insecure about that, but now I notice it more because I do talk with my hands. I'm like, okay, I get it, guys. I talk with my hands.
Oh, also, I want veneers. But I know everyone right now hates veneers, but I think there's some people that have good veneers. I want my teeth done. That's duh. I want my teeth done so bad. Like, my teeth have been my biggest insecurity since I was like,
you want to know what my child. I think my regret is right now that I'm realizing not going bigger.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that.
Yeah,
I disagree.
No, like, even just like one, like, cc, one cc, you'd barely notice.
But like, I think that I don't think they should be bigger.
You're looking at my boobs as if you can see them. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I'm trying to imagine. I don't think so. A nose job in Texas is between 4,000 and 15. That's a big range.
Yeah.
I would love a nose job. It's just scary, though, because that's like really changing your entire face.
Yeah.
But I would love a nose job.
I mean, it depends on the person, though.
But I want my teeth.
Like, Brianna Chicken Fry, it changed her whole face. But that's because she really changed her nose.
I don't even know. See, like, I don't know whose nose I could be like, oh, I want, because it's like, I like their nose on their face, but what about
you have to
face?
Do? Yeah, you know, you have to do. You just need to go to your consult and go, like, talk to them about, like, what would look good on your face. They have all these machines where they'll literally,
I know, they, like, make a picture of you.
So,
I just, it freaks me out to look in the mirror and, like, not recognize myself.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you would get over really quickly. Like, me with my boobs, I was like, looking in the mirror, I was like, wow, that's not real.
Like, big tits are fun. Like, your nose, like, your face, like, not recognizing your face, like, a different nose.
But I won't even know. So I don't even think you will notice that much, though, because you're seeing yourself from the front. I feel like, if anything, it's going to look different from the side.
No, because where I'm insecure about my nose is the front.
Really?
I don't mind my side profile.
Interesting.
It's not a side thing. It's a front thing.
Gotcha. Mine's a side.
Because my nose is, like, very wide.
I want to, like, pinch my nose.
My nose is very wide. It, like, doesn't have
shape. I've gotten really good at my nose contour, though.
Also, guys, like, I hope you guys take this. I don't sit around and cry eating myself up about how I look. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This isn't supposed to be, like, toxic conversation.
And don't lie. Every girl, like, talks about, like, this type of stuff.
Like, I just don't want to sit here and be like, oh my God, like, these girls, like, hate themselves. Like, no, I love myself. I'm just like, I'm just saying, if you gave me 20 grand, I'd get my teeth done and I get a nose job.
Yeah. If money wasn't endless.
Like, and people are so anti-veneer, but let me tell you, when you've been insecure about your teeth forever, like, and someone can tell you that they'll just give you new teeth. Bro, all I want is teeth. Give me new teeth.
Yeah.
Now. But so if any sugar daddy, all these people on Snapchat are always like, let me pay for this, let me pay for that, pay for my veneers.
Oh, another thing too with the boob job is I can't, like, breastfeed anymore. And people always make comments like, how do you feel you can't breastfeed? Guys, I literally don't even want children, let alone have I thought about breastfeeding.
You don't want children ever?
No, not anytime soon.
Okay, duh. I'm saying you don't want children.
But, like, I just like the thought of it. Like, I don't care if my kids didn't have
really
formula.
I don't want children either.
Was I a formula baby? I don't know. I think I was a formula baby.
I'm going to try to breastfeed, but if I can't breastfeed, because some people, like, literally can or have issues, like, doing it. if I can, I'm not gonna put pressure on myself, but I'm gonna try if I have kids.
Dude, my last period,
I don't really want kids.
My last period I had, my boobs were so fucking big. And
so they still get bigger, smaller with your period?
Well, that was the thing I never noticed, because I didn't really like now I notice. I was talking to one of my other girlfriends about this. I notice my tender boobs now. Oh. I never noticed my tender boobs.
Is there any difference of feeling in your boobs? Like, do your nipples feel the same?
Yeah, they feel the same.
They feel the same?
Yeah. Which I lost feeling in my nipple for about a month, because they obviously have to rip or cut through your nerves in your boob, and they reconnect your nerves. So it takes a while for your boobs to have full, like, feeling back. My nipples was one, like, oh my god, the hot water in the shower that would hit my nipple, I'd be like, ow, that hurts so bad. But
interesting.
Yeah, the only thing really that I noticed with my boobs, if anything, is just like more things to touch, so more sensitivity in a good way.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I think,
because like I didn't really have anything that, like,
you didn't pay attention to them.
Yeah,
now you like pay attention to them.
Yeah. So.
And men probably weren't paying attention to them.
So no, they definitely weren't. That's
just what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Your boyfriend only knows you with fake boobs. Like, would he like you before boobs?
Dude, he's the only one who's ever hooked up with me with fake boobs.
That's kind of crazy. Wait, I feel like they need more, like...
Well, I remember being...
They need more experience in the wild.
I know. I remember being with him the very first night. Like, and I was like,
I know, you were like, be careful.
I was like, one, be careful with them, and two, you lucky fucker, you're the first one to see them.
I feel like they need more, like, time in the wild.
Yeah, I know.
You agree?
No.
I just feel like the world, like, they need more time.
But I do like I do like flaunting them in the public.
Oh yeah, I know, we discussed that. You just,
yeah,
you're letting everyone, like, take any shots second out
to,
of them.
Yeah, any second to wear a tiny itsy bitty top, I'll take it up. I don't care.
And if you're debating a boob job but you don't want to, I'm telling y'all, all you need is Victoria's Secret bombshell bra, y'all, for your nights out. It's the greatest thing in the history of the world.
It is. I have a regular Victoria's Secret bra and I like it.
Yeah, but I don't think you could probably fit yours in a bombshell bra.
No, I tried.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I want the extra plump. Nope.
I love my bombshell bra.
Yeah.
It's my date bra. And I need to go on a date soon. I get my hair done on Thursday. And I'm like, what do I do after that?
Gotta go on a date.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get my hair done.
Yeah.
Like, someone needs to, like, see it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you want to take me on a date, sign to my DMs.
Yeah, I doubt any guys listening to this. Which, speaking of guys, I did have one guy that's a listener.
Oh, I met two listeners last
Saturday. Come up to me at Latchkey. And I was like, oh my god, a guy listener? Love that, Slay.
I met two girls at the bar and they were so cute and so nice, and like they were like big time listeners, so they're definitely listening right now.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
They're really cute.
Which I know I fucking forgot to do this at the beginning of the episode. If you're running right now listening to this, run fucking faster, okay? Speed it up. You're probably at the end of your run by now. Fucking sprint.
Oh guys, I just want to like update on like the current person that I'm delusionally in love with for the listeners, because we all know like that's just how it is. This guy on TikTok, he sings. He lives in New York. Oh my god, I'm obsessed. Guys, I'm obsessed with him.
Name drop him. What was it?
His name is Matt. We're mutuals on
Instagram. No, we already went over this. Matt's or no?
I know. We're mutuals on Instagram.
Ugh, I hate Matt.
No, he's like, he's such a like golden retriever boy.
I've had horrible experiences with all Matts. Him. I'm anti-Matt.
I love him, but he lives in New York.
Unless this Matt can prove us wrong,
he's not
hit like, up my girl.
He's not like other Matts.
Yeah, if you're not like other Matts.
Hashtag not like other Matts.
Hit up my girl and prove us wrong that Matts are good.
He lives
good.
In New York, and I'm just kind of like, I will go to New York and hang out with you and see you. He's like sings and he has like a dog. Oh my god, I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
In love with him.
Also, I have dog fever.
I have tattoo fever. I'm getting a tattoo next month.
Yeah. All right, so you can get your tattoo and I'll get a dog.
Next month?
Yeah.
You're going to move in and get a dog right when you move in?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to get a tattoo, yeah. I don't know what I want. So I've been wanting a tramp stamp. And then I've wanted a tramp stamp for like a year. This is
Taylor.
Old news.
Oh, God, what is it going to be?
Well, I don't know. But that's not necessarily what I'm going to get. But I've been wanting a tramp stamp. It's like going on a year of wanting a tramp stamp. This is old news. And then my friend from dance texted in our group chat. She's like, guys, I really want a tramp stamp. I was like, Bro, same. I'm like so glad
what
you brought it up.
You have to have some type of idea what we want.
Like a number or like a word. Like I really want somewhere I want a 305 tattoo, but the reason I couldn't get 305 as a tramp stamp is because 305 is too like rappery and like pitbull-y yeah. to like, have as a tramp stamp. But if I had like, if it wasn't an area code like that, I'd get that. I still want a 305 tattoo. I just have to figure out what.
Get Phineas's paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my ass.
Smack that ass.
Yeah.
Phineas is like, that's my ass. Mama.
Yeah. It's calling me. But I really want a cowgirl boot tattoo, which is unfortunate because they're so trendy right now. But I don't want a cowgirl boot tattoo because it's trendy. I want a cowgirl boot tattoo because like I love country music and like I live in Texas. Like I want a country music reminiscent tattoo.
I think if you're gonna get a tramp stamp tattoo, it needs to be something that's like won't age. It's like,
yeah, no, it has to be something so good. But I don't want the cowgirl as a tramp stamp.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I thought you were.
No. I just want to. This is separate. I want a cowgirl boot tattoo. But like I said, I'm just mad they're really trendy because I want it because I like country music. Like. I don't want it because it's trendy.
Yeah.
Country music and like living in Texas, like I want a cowgirl boot.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to get a cowgirl boot when I go get tattoos unless I can come up with what I want as a tramp stamp. If you have tramp stamp ideas, DM them to me. Also, but I do want a 305 tattoo as well. I just have to figure out how I'd want it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get, a new tattoo maybe, in a while. Guys, maybe I can get 305 in Pitbull's handwriting.
No.
Miami is fuck.
No. Like huge no.
That'd be so funny. Yeah, I want 305 and a cowgirl boot and like random stuff. I need a tattoo. I'm like itching.
Yeah, I'm itching about a dog, so I relate.
Yeah, but that's, I like how at the end it's always like the like unhinged life updates.
Yeah,
at the end it's like, okay, so now let's talk real. I want a tramp stamp.
I agree.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us this week, and we will see you next week when we talk about the things you wanted to share.
Goodbye, guys. Bye.